Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for psychobabble horse crap.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich.
I'm sorry. I'm just quickly glancing through Brad Marchand's timeline. On February 12th, he said, hey, I'll be at the Stop and Shop at Squire Road and Revere from 6 to 7 tonight. Come say hi. Someone tweeted and said, you're going to cheap shot some defenseless chap there too? And he tweeted back, the only thing defenseless is your mouth with that huge hole between your teeth. You could eat a hot dog with your mouth closed. And then there was a woman who tweeted something at Brad Marchand, and it sounds like that she got so embarrassed by his response that she deleted it. And he put, oh, God, where did it go? It says, oh, yeah, if your eyes were any further apart, they'd be in the back of your head, just saying.
That's a weird thing to get at someone right away. Like, to view a picture of someone and just think immediately your eyes are really far apart. I don't know if I've ever even used that insult.
Your eyes are so far apart, they could be on the back of your head.
Yeah, I don't know if I've gone there before, or thought to. Billy Jaffe from Nesson. Hello, Billy.
Hello, Fred. Hello, Rich.
Hi.
Hello, what's up?
He's here. Well, Alex here, unfortunately. So, the big sentiment coming out of the Tampa series was, you know, Tampa's the better team, and it's good that you can look at it on the bright side because the young players on the Bruins, you know, all got valuable experience. And to that, I don't agree with that at all. I mean, this is a Tampa team that you pretty much dominated until you played them at the end of the season. This is a Tampa team that you hung in with. You had a stellar goaltending through the majority of the series. I think that the Bruins should have at least taken this to seven.
Well, if they had gotten any offensive production outside of the Bergeron line, Fred, I'm with you. But they didn't. And, you know, the defense of Tampa was so much better than what they faced against Toronto. And I'm talking to D. Crew in particular, you know, Hedman and Strawman and McDonough. After the game one, you know, where they had some issues, the game one, performance by the Bruins was excellent. And they finished and they had depth. After that, Freddie, they had nothing. They just had nothing besides that, and it was all relying on power play. And I'm sure I'm repeating everything that you guys already talked about yesterday, but I can't tell you I agree with you, Fred, that they should have taken this to seven because you cannot rely. I mean, the power play numbers look great in the playoffs, like 35 or 36%, bud, but that's, you can't win on power play alone.
Okay, but Billy, in game four, they got screwed by the officiating. I mean, you know that. I mean, they don't lose that game. There's a very little chance that they probably lose that game without that call. So now you're 2-2, and now you're...
I mean, okay. You can play that game. Okay, hold on. You can play that game, Fred. I get what you're saying, and I do not disagree. The officiating has been at a different level of not good. I'm trying to keep it, you know, I'm trying to keep it clean. It was bad, all right? And bad, by the way, in other series, too.
Right.
I don't want to make this all about just the officiating, though. So, yeah, you can play that game. You say they would have held on for that last 7 minutes or so, and you think they would have, but who the hell knows when you're all said and done? I mean, let's be honest. You think, but that's still a decent amount of time. I get what you're saying. It should. You hope that then it would have gone at least six. But it didn't go their way. And, you know, on the one hand, maybe they're living on the edge, just relying on too much on that top line. And even that top line started wearing out. So I understand what you're saying. But the better team won. Can you not agree with that? I mean, the better team won in that series.
I mean, Tampa outplayed them. I guess there's a talent differential. But the top line for Tampa didn't do a whole lot, so I don't know. Okay, so let's get to the offseason. This is a team that is whose second defensive line was abused a little bit. What do they got to do? Do they got to spend money on a free agent? Can they spend money on a free agent?
Yeah, they can spend some money on a free agent. There's no doubt. I also know that they have the assets to make a deal to address some, you know, some issues with the team.
Is that the number one thing that you would get? Would you get a left shot defenseman?
I would get a top four defenseman, preferably a left shot. Yes, I would.
That would be your number one thing that you would get?
Yeah, that would be my number one thing that I would get because it does make it you solidify your D crew, and you make it better in defense when it's all said and done, as you saw with Tampa. They added a left shot D in McDonough. It makes a huge difference, Fred. I would. No question about it. I would do my best. And they have the assets, whether it's in current player roster, your roster. They still have a plethora of picks that are you know, developing in the minors or now in from college into the minors. You got to give something to get something. I don't think Don Sweeney will hesitate to make that move. I mean, he's not just going to randomly make one, but I don't think he'll hesitate to look into it. I think he looks at this team and he says, we did good stuff, but now I think there's a bit of reality of, you know what, we need to get bigger up front, but we need a better top four D, and the left guy with left shot D would be the place to begin.
Short of that, you mentioned the left shot defenseman. I guess Jacob Zboro is a left shot guy. Is he ready to help next year?
Well, you got Zboro and you have the kid Jeremy Lauzon in the minors. I think that they're both developing, but maybe not ready to help full-time yet, Wallace. You know, there's defensemen oftentimes take that extra year in the minors. Forwards seem to be able to accelerate. We saw that with DeBrusk. We saw that a bit with Heinen. You know, this year they were able to accelerate after just 1 year. But oftentimes, D that started, you know, 20 years old in the American League need another year to develop. They also have the kid Vakanainen that they drafted in the first round last year out of Finland. He was playing with men last year. I'd expect him to start in the American League. So they have depth on the D, Johnny, but I don't think that those guys are ready to take on a top four role just yet.
And plus, with Bergeron and Marchand and Krejci, unfortunately, if you have Bergeron, Marchand, and Krejci in you know their early 30s, late 20s. Mm-hmm. I don't think you want to play that many really young kids, do you?
Well, it becomes what they're ready for. I mean, you know, you say that, Fred, and I do understand what you're saying. You're talking about the core, and you want to run for it, and they will. They'll go for it. There's no doubt. But you know, Charlie McAvoy is a special player, and so he can play.
Right. Well, yeah, but they don't have another Charlie McAvoy.
No, I don't think so. Right, and so I get it. But no, you don't want to play guys that are all the time learning on the job. I could see those guys that Wallace brought up, getting a taste of the NHL
sure.
next year. But to say that you're going to run with them, no, I don't think so. And this will become priority one for Don and his management team. And they've got a lot of things that they still need to deal with. They got to figure out, do they keep a guy like Riley Nash? You know, what do they do? With their backup netminder, and you know, what do they do with the fourth line? The fourth line was damn good all year, and then it struggled down the stretch. And do they say, look, we like our pieces there? Can one of them jump up to the third line? I'm not so sure about that, but they got some choices. But the biggest priority has to be, reassessing, but invigorating that D crew, adding a little bit more to it.
One other thing, Billy, that was noticeable in the two rounds of the playoffs that the Bruins played in is the two teams they played against were much faster than they were. And do the Bruins have enough as just re-injecting Anders Bjork back into the lineup and letting Donato play a season and DeBrusk play more? Does that give them the speed they need to keep up with these teams, or does more speed need to be brought in?
Well, it helps them, Johnny. I don't know if it gives them absolutely as enough. They definitely, you know, this year there was a big concern, if you remember. I'm sure we could go over shows that you guys talked about it coming into the year where we're like, the Bruins aren't that fast. Well, remember, they implemented a style under Bruce Cassidy near the end of last year, and then they did it more over the summer, or I guess I would say training camp, where they were playing faster. But now they actually need some more speed. And to your point, you get Anders back, you get Ryan Donato in there. That should help. But I could see them looking to add a little bit more speed on that third line too. I could absolutely see that depth speed through the lineup. You know, do they keep playing Grizzlick and Krug, for instance, together? There's speed on the back end, but can you afford to, you know, play two guys at that size regularly together? They have to take a look into that.
If they add speed to the third line, will they tie Backes to one of them? So the guy can pull him down
quicker,
the ice.
Right.
I don't think they will tie one. I think that would be that would be interesting, Fred. I like it.
They could tow him around.
Only 3 years left on the contract, though.
Yeah, well, it'll be 74 when it's over.
Let's hope David's all right, by the way. After
yes,
that
of course, but of course.
Let's hope he's all right.
When do we get the list? When do we get the sheet that says what all the injuries were?
I believe tomorrow morning they start doing the media day, the last player availability.
Mm-hmm.
And you might hear something that. And then I believe Thursday, I might be wrong on my time, 10 or 11 in the morning, Don Sweeney will talk. That's oftentimes when more things come out, when the GM's in the coach speaks.
All right. Well, Billy Jaffe, has Surratt moved?
Well, no, we have a for rent sign outside. I believe it's tomorrow. So if you know anybody looking, you know, space available in the Newville area.
You're going to have some random people in your house?
No, I'm kidding.
I was going to say.
I should have just gone with it just to hear you bitch about it for the next six months.
I wouldn't have bitched about it. What I would have said is your family's in danger and how can I help?
That's what I would have said, Mr. Jaffe.
We'll have you over for a night of easy beverage drinking, and we can discuss it, okay?
I would love to come over, but you haven't invited us over since the last time we were there.
Well, that night, that was an interesting night.
Your wife is an adult. she can choose how much she drinks.
Yes, she could. Yes, she chose poorly that night.
give my best to Victoria and the children. Give me a call soon. All right, take it easy.
Goodbye. Yeah.
We were over there, and we had to take, like, an Uber back.
Right?
We were there with our kids, and we had to take an Uber back, and we haven't been invited back. Nothing happened.
No.
Sure. I get it. But his wife, I guess, normally doesn't drink, and she got real drunk, apparently.
Oh.
But there you have it. Always err on the side of caution, my friends. Get an Uber or a cab whenever you can.
So there's going to be a lot of people who are going to be outraged and shaking their fists this morning.
Happiness comes from feeling good about yourself.
Breaking the mold on sports radio in Boston.
Is that why I thought of Sesame Street?
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
98.5, The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich. Did anyone see the Saturday Night Live on Saturday night?
I didn't watch it.
I never do. But
I've seen stuff tweeted out about, I know Stormy Daniels showed up, and I know Childish Gambino debuted a video. And
it's, if you go to avclub.com, then on Sunday, they break it down, and they have links to all the sketches, and so that's how I usually look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And because usually just to see how terrible it is. And they did a thing that was like that movie you wanted to see with the whispering. The movie,
oh, A Quiet Place.
A Quiet Place.
Yeah,
it was called The Kanye Place. And so one of the things that they said was, you've probably never seen Modern Family, which is impossible.
No, I haven't seen it. I know of it, and I know what the whole premise is.
John, have you seen Modern Family?
I don't, not seen it nearly as much as you, but I've seen
it. It's not 15, Ed O'Neill, Sophia Vergara.
Okay, very 15, good. 15 so 20 episodes,
the,
whatever.
The gay guy with the red hair and the beard. You're aware of who he is?
Yeah, yes. He's the one who's engaged or married to the kind of chubby one.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yes. The chubby one who was on, I think it was Howard Stern, or it wasn't Howard Stern, it was on Mark Maron's podcast, and did he want you to know he's not gay in real life?
Oh, really?
Like everything was this, okay. But I'm not gay!
Okay.
It was
he's like a huge fan of some team that I don't like, too, and I forget who it is. Like, he's like annoying.
Well, you don't have to be mean about him being fat, saying he's a huge fan. Hey, now!
Hey.
All right, so So there was this baby shower for Kim Kardashian, which I just follow me here. And it had like it was very small. It had like John Legend and that annoying woman he's married to that everyone seems to just
Chrissy Teigen?
Yeah, everyone.
She's all right on Twitter. I have to defend her.
Okay,
she's pretty
good.
Funny on Twitter.
Being all right at Twitter is being.
Like, she rips on people. She's like Brad Marchand, but on her version.
If I remember correctly, Chrissy Teigen answered you once on Twitter, and you've been a big fan of hers ever since.
I did, because there was that picture of Bill Belichick checking her ass out,
mm-hmm.
and I asked her if she would come on the show to talk about it. And
she actually kind of
and
answered.
She responded.
You.
Yes, she did. She said she would not be able to, but she said something kind of funny about Bill Belichick.
Yeah, being good at being on Twitter is being good, like being good at skipping rocks. It really is not impressive to me. So
Brad Marchand's made an art out of it.
Well, calling Haggerty a fat pig is funny. So it's a small room. But then the redheaded guy from Modern Family is in there.
Mm-hmm.
Does that not strike you as odd? It was one of the only reason I know is because it was brought up in that pre-taped bit at Kanye place. And it made me, for some of all the things Kanye West is doing, and I, you know, he says that race, that slavery was a decision. He's a big Trump guy.
Right, he lost. Right, yeah.
Yeah, he's, I'm not convinced this isn't all a thing for, you know, to sell his record. And apparently in one of his songs, according to the bit, it goes Scooby Dooby Poopy or something like that at the beginning of it. But does that not strike you as odd that there's this room, a very small room full of these celebrities, and that the guy from Modern Family is just sitting there? Like, how does he get in that mix?
I have no idea. Once again, I don't know who he is or how he's friends with any of these people.
You know what? I know a lot about him, Rich. I know nothing about him. That's sort of the point. Like, he's just, it would be like,
were they mocking, like their circle of friends? Is that what they were doing? Was it a parody of, like, the circle of friends? There's always, like, a random guy in
there? No, it's a fact. They were just so the thing is that they're not supposed to talk, but then the guy, Donald Glover's looking at his phone.
Okay.
And, and these Kanye things keep coming up.
Okay.
And one of the women said, the guy from effing Modern Family's there, and then she gets eaten by a monster. But that would be, like, if Tom and Giselle had a small party and, like, Ed Asner was there. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Sure,
like,
sure.
Like, okay. It's the most, I don't, am I the only one this is, that finds this odd? Am I the only one?
I don't know, man.
Is it
Sting,
odd that
Sting just made an album with Shaggy. So I don't know what the hell is going on.
At least he's very current.
Going on? Just made an entire album with Shaggy.
Well, like, Shaggy probably is like the biggest artist in some like land that we're unaware of. But okay. But for some reason, that piece of information in the bit was, the thing was fine. It wasn't overly funny. But for some reason, and I can't find it in the recesses of my mind why, the guy from Modern Family being around like a small table during the Kardashian West baby shower fascinates me.
I have no
idea. He's not a star. He's sure. Like, it's an ensemble cast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not aware of him being in anything else. How does he ingratiate himself right. with the Kardashian family?
Right.
Or how is he ingratiating himself to the hip-hop culture?
Right. Like, next thing you know, Skeet Ulrich is going to show up.
Right.
Skeet Ulrich.
Yes.
Way, what an unfortunate name.
Wow.
Skeet? We change it from scat.
Yes. It's my kind of show.
Yes, Larry Flint.
I did see the one skit that didn't make it on TV.
The Cleveland Cavaliers thing?
Yeah, we're the guys who aren't LeBron James. And, you know, whatever about the skit. But that's going to be a narrative going into this next series if the Celtics move on, is that LeBron James is the only guy, which is just garbage. This is the dumbest argument. It's like, well, LeBron's just no one else on this team. There's no other star. You have Kevin effing Love, who's now playing
up to
like
his potential.
Kevin Love.
Yeah.
So stop with that. The guy's in the Olympian. The dude is a max contract player. People flip out over this guy. I mean, hell, the Celtics lost their mind trying to get him a couple years ago, and he's playing like Kevin Love.
Took him a while,
but he is.
But he is, finally.
Kevin Love, if you don't know, was at Prince Harry's baby show.
Right. An intimate gathering.
Right.
Only about 15 people in the room, and there's Kevin Love in the corner.
He was there with Joey Slotnick.
Oh, yeah. The slot man.
Love me from the single guy.
Love me some Joey Slotnick.
Who was the star? David Silverman. Who
was David Silverman?
David
Silverman, A Weekend at Bernie's fame.
Jonathan.
Jonathan Silverman. You're right.
A girl, Katie, that I used to date. In Atlanta, moved out to LA, and like all her pictures, like Jonathan Silverman's like in the back, like, what do you want out of me?
And you're like, most random person you dated, 617-779-0985.
That's good. 617-779-0985. She didn't date him.
What C or D list star did you once date?
Or that just is around.
617-779-0985.
Because my wife went on a date with Goldberg.
Right, okay.
That's true, yeah, okay.
This David, or Jonathan Richman is, not Jonathan.
Silverman.
Silverman is around my ex-girlfriend's, like in every photo, like he's hanging out in L.A. Okay.
One of our good friends once dated the daughter from Vegas Vacation.
Axel.
Whoa.
Yep, Axel
really
dated the daughter from Vegas Vacation.
Who is actually quite attractive. In that movie, I don't think things have gone overly well for her since then.
Dan just said Tom Brady's going to call in and say, Tara Reid.
Yes. You know, he can't get over her.
That was right at the beginning.
It's always a love affair.
If you've dated someone like C or D list, 617-779-0985.
If there's someone who's always around.
That you're just always with?
No. That's just always hanging out. Like Brutus the Barber Beefcake. Is he still alive?
Well, that's a good question.
We got to get Jay Stu on the phone.
Because we used to do a bit on our PCN show. Who could ever get the biggest celebrity to call in?
Oh, yeah. Who could give us the number of the biggest celebrity?
And then we would call him up, and we got Brutus the Barber.
Still living.
Did we get to see Thomas Howell?
I don't know. I'm getting that mixed up with all the numbers that Charlie Sheen gave us. Because he kept giving phone numbers from his phone. He was giving them to Adolfo or Nick. I forget who it was, Adolfo or Nick. And I told him to keep all the phone numbers. So we have, like, Slash's number.
Do we still have them?
I think we do. Yeah, and we have... who's the guy we got a hold of? The guy who
is
Lenny Dykstra. Yeah, that's right. Okay, they're coming in. Huh?
I don't know. That's not spelled right.
Okay,
we'll give everyone a chance to catch up with what's going on.
All right.
We all have our morning routine.
The kids ain't going to learn nothing.
Thanks for making Toucher and Rich part of yours.
That's right, baby.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Okie dokie. Let's go. Five the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich.
There's one person on line one. It's so random. I don't know if that's Bird messing it up or if it's actually so random.
Bird is going to explain.
He just yelled at me. He owns the Yankees. Damn it!
I got. Oh my god.
Okay, Bird.
After googling it, wait a minute.
Bird. Who owns the Yankees?
Huh? Who? Not him anymore. I know he's dead. It's his son, right?
But who was
what's
it?
What's the name?
George Steinberg.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
That's fair.
You're right.
Yeah.
All right. There's not. I mean, and then he's got his hands up. Like, I mean, come on.
He's right. George Steinberg.
George Steinberg.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. We even looked up the spelling of it. We Googled Siri.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Cut him on one more time just to clear it up that he knows it. Bird, who owned the Yankees?
George Steinberg.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay.
All right. you know, who am I to say anything? Don't punch down, Fred. You seem like an a-hole, Fred. Rick, go ahead, sir.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey
Rich.
Mm-hmm.
You've been talking about him in the past. You got the guy from the Barbarian Twins there. I see him all the time. I don't know which brother it is, but now's your chance to meet him if you haven't, because you could come to the Stop and Shop up in Northern Rhode Island where I see him, like, randomly at night.
It's so disappointing that they're not together. I don't want to see one Barbarian twin. Like, you know, it's just very... What's that?
There's just one of them. He's always walking around Stop and Shop at night. And I think he freaks people out because he dresses like he could be hanging out with, like, Emilio Estevez and Lou Diamond Phillips posse. And Young Guns. He's got, like, the curled-out leather hat. There's, like, leather fringe everywhere. Kind of looks like a deflated version of Steven Tyler.
Okay. So, is he still muscular?
No, he's, like, deflated like a California raisin. Like, his skin is just, like... He looks like Lou Diamond Phillips and a raisin had sex. And became that. That's what he looks like. But he sticks out like a sore thumb. And he's just, like... lurking around at night all the time, either Stop and Shop or at Home Depot.
Well, listen, everyone has to get... I'm not convinced that it's a Barbarian twin.
Well, I'm looking right now, and I looked up David Paul, which I guess is his name, because Peter Paul is the other one. It's David and Peter.
Okay.
And it says Hartford, Connecticut, so it wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility that he just moved to, you know,
I choose to believe that they're never apart.
Just like, and they walk around the exact same way. They never go front to back. They're always side by side.
Jimmy Stewart will tell you they're never apart.
And they drive little mopeds everywhere.
Right.
To illustrate just how big they are.
See, that's what I'm talking about, though. That's the kind of celebrity I'm talking about.
I'm interested in this. Bruce, go ahead.
Hey, steak and eggs.
Hey.
Dated Courtney Cox when I was in college in the late 80s.
Well, right. The Courtney Cox from Friends.
The Courtney Cox, the complete smoke show.
All right, so this was around the Dancing in the Dark video time.
exactly when Dancing in the Dark came out. Exactly when Dancing in the Dark came out with Bruce Springsteen, yes.
How did this happen? How did you meet her?
Good story. Fraternity brother of mine was dating a girl at Harvard by the name of Elizabeth Shue, also an actress.
Oh, again, the Elizabeth Shue?
That's
the
That's when she was really hot, too. Ooh.
And when she was at Harvard and super smart and gorgeous. So she was meeting a bunch of friends in New York, and he needed some guys to go wingman. I went with him into Manhattan. I was going to school in New Jersey, and we met up with these girls and had a great time, and I went out with her for about 6 weeks.
See, wow. Elizabeth Shue had been a star for a while because she was in The Karate Kid.
Yeah, she had Karate Kid, and she'd already done the Babysitter movie.
Adventures in Babysitting. How long did it take for you to seal the deal with Courtney Cox?
My wife listens to your show, so we'll just pass.
Wait, so you've never had sex before? Did it happen sooner or later?
There's some bones on action, put it that way.
All right. So it happened that night.
Yeah, because she had been, so I'm looking here, it looks like she was at Harvard in around 88. And before then, like, that was right around the time she replaced What's-Her-Name in Back to the Future. She was in Back to the Future Part 2. She'd already done a Cocktail, I think, around that point, too.
And then she decided to disappear.
She did Leaving Las Vegas, where she was excellent, and you're right. That was her big comeback, right?
All right. Dominic, hello.
Hi. I actually got two choices for you. You want to hear about the... I never dated either of these guys, but they were randomly around when I was younger. My almost fight with Brian Austin Green.
That or, one. I don't care about the second one. Give me this one. Yeah.
This about Jason Mewes, which is pretty good, too.
I don't like him.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Give me Brian Austin Green. Let's just call him David Silver.
Yeah. I was at an amusement park as a song and dance guy at an amusement park. And they needed to use our stage to do this weird Saved by the Bell appearances with Screech and the girl. I forget her name, but the pretty girl there. And he was dating her. And
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
There you go. So she was there, and my friend, who was not the least bit interested in anything she had to offer, but he was a very nice guy, and he was, showing her around, and this dude, all of a sudden, I look, and there's this dude in a mesh, one of those mesh sleeveless shirts that claimed that he used to wear in the 90s, and he even had the gloves, the fingerless gloves, like he just walked out of a very, very, very gay gym, and he wanted to pick a fight with this poor little gay Polish guy that just wanted to, you know, was being nice, and I ended up having to physically I almost ended up coming to blows. I ended up having to physically escort him out of the little stage house we had where we used to change, because he literally busted in the doors and was, you know, ready to kill somebody. His agent or whatever manager had to, you know, persuade him. He was like he was on, you know, his first cycle of steroids or something, you know.
There's no question David Silver had to do some kind of performance enhancement to get that bob.
Okay, tell me something, because I didn't watch the show, but I did know that in the early days, Brian Austin Green was like the nerd of the show.
Correct.
And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, he was like a stud.
No, how did they spin that? No. That's not how it worked.
He was a nerd.
It didn't happen out of nowhere. He would
develop it over time.
Yeah, he started getting in a relationship with
Donna.
Mm-hmm. And then that was his entree to the cool crowd. But yeah. Then, so he's in the cool crowd, and the best 90210 storyline ever was, all right, so he's in the cool crowd, and they go, which character is going to die? Someone's dying tonight.
Right.
And it shows the main cast and a kid that hadn't been on in like a year. So you're like,
Scotty went away for the summer.
Yeah,
and then came back as an aficionado of guns from Oklahoma.
Yeah, he had gone to Oklahoma, and during the time in Oklahoma, his summer, he became infatuated with guns. Yes. He couldn't get enough of them.
Okay.
And so he shoots himself by accident in front of David.
Yes.
And then David became a little bit darker. Yep. Maybe a little bit more. And then David's parents' relationship was not good.
No. And, you know, he was holding it all in. And then Brandon went to visit him in the DJ booth. Because David, of course, because he was cool, became the DJ of
the
school.
Yeah.
And so they wanted to write a retrospective in the Beverly Hills school newspaper.
I never want to hear you make fun of my knowledge of Lord of the Rings.
Well, I don't have the cool voices like you do, so I can't do it.
What's the Dylan voice anyway?
Oh, you don't understand me, man.
Let's go to the what was the thing that they went to the beach? The running of the...
Grunion.
Yeah. The running of the Grunion.
Yeah.
And by the way, girls watch 90210.
Yep.
in college. I mean, that's how I got into it, is that my freshman year of college, I really wanted to date this girl.
Yep.
And every Wednesday night, they'd watch 90210 into Melrose Place. Melrose Place never really stuck with me. It was a little too outrageous.
I discovered Courtney Thorne Smith in Melrose Place. So
you discovered her in Melrose Place?
You never saw Summer School?
You never saw Revenge of the Nerds 2?
Right. She was Nerds in Paradise
School. Yeah. Was she in? Not, I didn't even remember.
She was well established by the time Melrose Place.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, by the way, do yourself a favor and YouTube Norm MacDonald and Courtney Thorne Smith on Conan O'Brien.
Oh, is that the chairman of the board?
Yes, I've seen that one.
Amazing.
Goes, I have another name for that. Box office poison.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. She
I did see that.
She was in the Carrot Top movie.
Yes, that's right. Chairman of the board. Yes.
Someone says the Jay Giles Band.
Okay.
Oh, that's impressive. Mike, go ahead.
Hey, fellows.
Hey.
My brother was living in L.A., and I used to, he was homeless in L.A., and he was a really kind of a sad sack. And I call him one time on his cell phone, and, you know, he's out of touch with my life. And he's going, I'm going, how you doing? He goes, all right. I'm living with this lady I met in rehab. And I go, oh, dynamite. He goes, me and this other guy. I said, good. He goes, I don't know if you heard of her. He goes, her name's Blue Iris. She does adult film stars. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. From the Stern Show? Now, my brother was too unintelligent to make a joke, you know? And I'm like, you know, you got to be kidding me. And I go, he goes, yeah, you want to talk to her? So I had a very long, drawn-out conversation with Blue Iris, who kindly, she's a very nice woman. My brother was, again, a sad sack. She took him in, somehow him and this other fool.
Now, did they end up dating? Or?
No. Him and his buddy move into Blue Iris's place. From directly from a rehab.
Now, are there porn stars all over the place?
Oh no. She had a very, you know, apartment in L.A. and you know, she was an old bag at the time.
I don't remember Blue Iris. All right, we got to go for time. I appreciate it. Fraternity brother of mine who seems to have lost his mind is in a very serious relationship with a porn star called Tanya James.
Okay.
They've been together for like a long time.
That can't be an easy person to date. That can't be easy.
It seems that...
Because if you actually like kind of start to fall in love and have feelings with it, then it's just like...
With it.
with the person.
Yes.
That's got to be tough.
Is Tanya James still active in pornography? 617-779-0985. Does someone, Nick, find out if Tanya James is still involved in pornography. I mean, she's good looking, but she's one of these, like Blue Iris, Tanya James. I've never heard of any of these women. And I'm not for lack of looking at porn. I'd never heard of the Trump girl.
Daniels?
Yeah, I'd never... But I think she was in studio once. Yeah,
there was one time, like, she went with Adolfo to... I forget what the deal was, but Adolfo spent, like, an evening with her.
By himself? Because we went to see... We had a porn star one time that was good-looking, and we went to Rhode Island and hung out with her.
I didn't. I don't remember
that.
Yeah,
you were there.
Yes, of course
you were the guy that... You had sex with her.
Yes, I did.
You don't remember?
When was... Are you sure you're not thinking about Stormy Daniels when she was in studio and Adolfo went out there with her?
It might have been, there was one time where Adolfo and we were hanging out with the porn star. Hey, but it was at the club. It wasn't like, you know, we went to an apartment with her. All right, even though I would have. Hey, so she's active. Does she do boy-girls still?
I can't go that far.
Why not?
The computer won't let you?
Oh, well, because everything I pull up is,
Well, locked. Try your phone.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's good.
Oh, boy. Steinberg and can't think of using your phone. It's quite a generation we have coming up. All right, tell me if she still this boy girl, because that's a different story. Would you agree, Rich, that's a different story?
If it's only girl. Sure. Because, I mean, if you're dating someone who's only done like girl, it's an easier relationship, I would imagine, to be in.
Because I want to talk to, I would love to at one point, but there's no time today, to talk to someone who's dated a porn star, because it's either really normal. Like a lot more normal than you would think, or it's like Caligula. Like if you dated a porn star in Boston, I imagine it's not that big a deal. But like if you're in L.A. like him and like you're in the Valley,
oh, that's got to be
where
wild.
They all are. Like, I have no idea what's going on.
Like, I'm going to work. And then when they come back from work, they're like, well, maybe we shouldn't talk about what you did today.
Well, Tanya James apparently still does boy-girl. We'll be right back. Find out what Zolak and Bertrand have on the way.
From Slam Dunks.
Wow! And if you think a unicorn is rare.
Oh, my God.
The buzzer beaters.
Heist throws it down with two hands.
The home of the Boston Celtics. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
You get to experience it for breakfast.
He's like, hello!
The Toucher and Rich Show on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Scott Zolak from Zolak and Bertrand.
How we doing?
I hear your voice 4,000 times a show. You endorse products that just, they want more.
I love products. Products love me. Man of the people. I'll be pushing flowers today during the show.
I've been pushing those flowers for 2 decades.
What's the code? I got to order some for my mom. The
Sports promo home. Code Zolak. Go to proflowers.com. Okay. I do my reads different. Fred just kind of just meanders and reads the copy.
Yeah, they hate
I make the read my own.
Ad Results hates me so much. I've been doing these for 20
Rich,
years.
$19.99. You get a dozen beautifully long stem roses.
Yep.
Guaranteed the last
do,
week.
Do Zolak shows so people want to advertise on the middays instead of us.
Yes. Fred's been doing it honestly for about 20 years now.
Yes, I've been doing I've Sherry's Berries Pro Flowers. I believe in the
boss
product.
Gave me a stick upstairs to beat the advertisers away because there's so many coming after me.
What's what's your code, Fred?
The Sports Hub.
The Thank Sports you. Hub. Okay, great.
Well, mine's just mine, so it just goes right to me.
Okay.
Just go put Zolak in. You'll get a better deal.
That's right. Yeah, you're a big-time advertiser. I mean, people want a piece of Scott Zolak. It's good. I understand why. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sell the meat while it's hot, you know?
But
all
right.
All right.
But
I'll be flipping the coin at the Mass Pirates arena game.
No, what is that? What is the Mass
Pirates? Coin toss.
Okay, we well, advertise on the station. League, that's right.
Yeah.
They advertise
on the station. Army Pirates. Me leprechaun pirate.
Does the Brockton baseball team advertise here?
The Brockton Rocks?
Yeah.
I don't think.
No, they don't pay.
No,
them.
I don't think so.
Okay, because like there was this thing. I'm on the board of a little league, and they were like, "There's this like we I think we can get free tickets to the Brockton Rocks.
I'll come down.
Are they still a team?
That's where Conseco played.
No, that was Worcester Tornadoes.
Okay. Yeah, and you're like, what? No,
Kevin Falk has his charity game there every year.
Lowell Spinners is where he has it, I think.
I've done it with him down to Brockton Rocks.
Okay, all right, maybe it is Brockton
Bull
Rocks.
Bull Rocks, yeah.
Who was the one who did the bobblehead night? Touch Ridge bobblehead night.
Lowell Spinners. That's up north.
That's where they got that crazy guy, Dogman, who is the real personality, who's been working there for years.
Yeah, and that's where Sarge does the playback.
Sarge has a Spinners gig?
He does the headline. No, he does the PA.
Yeah, he drives from Needham to Lowell to do the Lowell Spinners PA announcement.
Yeah, for 4 Sarge salutes.
And he is somehow living and eating and staying alive with a roof over his head.
Maybe he's the Portland Sea Dog trash monster. Maybe he's that guy who dresses up in the costume and people just pelt
full cokes
at him. I saw that
guy up close. Not a happy individual.
That was one of the biggest mind screws I've ever
done.
It's this. I was at one of the games. This mascot's walking around and people are throwing like half full cokes at him and it's pelting him. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? And then you realize that his mouth is supposed to be a trash can, and you just shove. So that's got to be like either like some teen kid who just like is on the low end of the totem pole, or some like creepy man with
the
a really
day
weird.
I was there was a guy
to be treated like trash.
Yeah, it's a good idea because you throw half drink, half a beer in there, and then they got to go get another one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm a piece of garbage.
Okay, maybe that's the kind of guy he is.
Were you guys interviewing Nick today?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What was that all about?
It was about, I don't know, he can tell you in about 2 seconds. It's not a lot of detail to this story.
I guess not. Maybe not. You can't tell him.
Where do you buy your jeans at, Nick?
Moms or us.
Those are like chick jeans, man.
Yeah, because he can't wear regular jeans. Have you seen the size of his ass?
Wow.
He can't wear regular jeans. He can't.
What?
I'm fat, Nick.
Like, so if they took you from, like, the waist down and say, boy, that's a woman.
What's a good way to get back to your at your friend's? What would you say?
To get back at your friends?
Yeah,
if you need to prank someone.
Well, I'll tell you off air. Because we can't talk about it on air.
Okay.
All right. We did this at Maryland. And you got time?
I got time.
Okay. As long as you have time.
Okay.
Do your friends have jobs?
Yep.
Do you know when they're going to be away from their house? Or whatever?
Yeah. Okay, I like good. The way this is starting.
Throw it to break, Fred.
Scott has a lot of good stories in Maryland. Maryland, like really, really normal stuff.
Lucky I turned out like I turned out. You could really scar an 18-year-old kid just wide-eyed, you know, just coming in there. Yeah,
that's
don't know
a
nothing.
Nice choice of words.
All right, we will.
Hey, who's
be
got
back?
$50? Everybody, get in a circle.
Get real.
Bye.